Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. Sherry Denham, and your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. It is a great day for New Life.
Thank you very much. You guys are quite entertaining and interesting and helpful.
You guys have a great ministry. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah, that does help.
That did not sound convincing.
Okay, yeah.
Captain Obvious here. Okay, thank you. All right.
And are they big enablers, or are they concerned?
Oh, terrible. His mom still pays for everything, and he's 38 years old.
Excuse me?
His mother still pays for everything, and he's 38 years old.
That's what I thought you said.
Well, I think he can heal every sick person who wants healing.
Right, but sometimes he just doesn't.
Sometimes he does it through diet.
I guess.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud. Hello, Henry.
Hey, Steve. Good to be here.
Thank you for being here. And Dr. Sherry Denham.
Hello.
And Sherry is all dressed in her Christmas red.
I've got the bling bling, the holiday bling on today.
You look great.
I tried to put my scarf on Henry, you know, because he always wears a black sweater. It's kind of his signature sweater. And so I thought I'd try to bling him up today.
Yeah. But well, he's wearing his Christmas black sweater.
The Christmas black.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. It has a different shine
I didn't get the wardrobe selection chip installed. So, just grab the black sweater.
Go with it. Well, it's worked for other people.
You're challenged in that
area. It's worked
area.
At other shows, like every show.
Hey, if you'd like to be on this program, we're live in the studio today, and you could just join us by giving us a little call at 1-800-229-3000. We have something free for you, 10 ways to beat the holiday blues. Why beat someone in your family when you can beat the holiday blues? That's what I say. So 10 of these, they're free. Also have something for you. For all of our first-time givers, we are giving you a Life Recovery Bible. If you're a first-time giver, I mean, these Bibles they sell for $26.95 or something like that. They just went over the 2 million, so 2,065,000 Life Recovery Bible. So very popular Bible, and we'll give that to you free if you're a first-time giver. And all of you that are not first-time givers, we need your help here at the end of the year.
Do you know how easy it is for somebody who's not a giver to be a first-time giver?
Yeah. How easy is it?
It's pretty easy.
Make a call. Get one of those Bibles. That ain't no lump of coal. I mean, that's a great gift. Ain't no lump of coal.
Now, wait a minute. I want to know where you learned that. I've never heard that.
Ain't no lump of coal.
Ain't no lump of coal.
Where did you grow up?
Michigan.
Is that a Michigan thing?
No. It's a Sherry thing.
It's a Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherryism. You know how Mylan has his, cornyism?
Stuff.
Yeah, he has his stuff. Well,
my wife says that's not nothing.
That's not nothing?
That's her, when something's something. Yeah. That's not nothing.
Yeah, and that Bible is something.
It is
so
something.
So make a call.
Now, what were the three things that your mom, I used to love these.
Yeah. It's always something.
It's always some.
If it's not one thing, it's another. And you never know.
You never know.
Brilliant. Brilliant thing.
When you're from Texas, it's not something either. Something.
Something.
Yeah, it's always something.
It's always something.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's always something here, too. And we're hoping that you can join us for the whole hour. Or actually, if you could call your friends and tell them, we'd love for you to join us. But there's something happening today at 4 o'clock that you don't want to miss. We had a webinar yesterday on sex addiction, and on live stream, we were the number 2 live streaming webinar on there. And today, we've got, I'm going to be doing Healing is a Choice, and I'm going to talk about some walls that prevent you from making the right choices. So please join us, New Life Live. Go to newlife.com and you register, and it's free. It's 1 hour, and we take questions. It's video streaming, and then we take the questions. I think you'll really enjoy it. It was great. Well, when we come back, I've got a good friend we're going to talk to, and then we're going to go to the calls here. You are listening or watching New Life Live, and we're very, very glad that you are. We'll be back right after this for more of New Life.
At At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And this past year, we went to Israel. We're going to go to Israel again in May. But one of the people that I met over there in Israel was Al Carpenter. Al, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Well, good. I miss seeing you. We had a great time over there, didn't we?
We did. I tell you, it's although for you younger guys, y'all seem to handle those long days better than some of us.
Younger guys, you're as young as we are.
Well, it's great hearing your voice live as well as on the radio.
Well, Al, one of the things that we love about you is that you support New Life, and we wanted some encouragement for other people to support New Life. I mean, just quite frankly, that's what we need. Could you tell folks why it is that you support New Life?
Sure. I think if you give me about 30 seconds to give a quick background, back in several years ago, my wife and I were in some legal situations, which were kind of trying, and I just happened to one day be kind of Cadillacing through the radio stations and came upon these crazy guys on about 1 o'clock in the Eastern time and listened to it, and you guys caught my attention, and you gave out some telephone numbers, and I called it, and you had a young lady by the name of Maureen that answered the phone. And that young lady just exuded the Spirit of God for me, and we shared some things, and she encouraged me to continue to listen to the program. And I can't remember who your announcer was, but she used to say, "And now back to the boys." We got some good girls on there now, so we don't say that anymore.
Thank you, Al.
You all really encouraged Sue and me, and so we weren't economic supporters. We prayed for what you guys were doing, but we weren't sending any money to you guys. And you all started Club New Life, and we got involved in that. And I kept getting closer and closer, and you guys helped out one of our family members with a referral. And we just got more and more, and quite frankly, Steve, I guess the best way for me to describe it is, God one day said, "Hey Al, I think you ought to put these guys on your giving list," and so we did that, and we're just pleased that we can be a small participant in what God's doing through New Life.
Well, thank you for that. Thanks for that encouragement. And I ask God to bless you and your family during this holiday time, and maybe we'll see you in Israel again.
Well, you'll definitely see us. I'm not sure where, but we just pray for you guys, and you all do such a wonderful thing. Your ministry reaches so many people, and although you don't take yourselves too seriously, when you all have an opportunity, you lift everybody's spirits, and we just appreciate this.
Thank you. God bless you, Al.
God bless you.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Tell everybody
to you.
We said hello.
Okay, you got it. All right, really neat guy. Wonderful, wonderful guy.
So fun how he kind of grew into New Life. You know, it started with just the help that he got, and then how God just moved his heart to really become someone now that helps others through his giving.
Well, and we know there are people that listen or watch, and you just haven't crossed over the giving line, and we just ask you to consider it. Maybe this would be the time that you could help us here at Year End. Maybe you've been blessed in some way and God is urging you. That's what we want you to respond to, is the way Al. I mean, God spoke to Al and said, hey, why don't you put him on the list? And if that's what God's doing, hope you'll respond to God in that way. You know, when you make a year-end gift, when you give $500, you sponsor one program, one full program. And so 10 sponsors at $50 each, that pays for a program. Or 50 sponsors at $10 each pays for one day of the production of a program. So if you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. And as I mentioned, if you're a first-time giver, we're going to give you a Life Recovery Bible, our way of saying thank you for all that you've done for us. Right now, let's go to our phones. Let's talk to O.T. from East Strasburg, Pennsylvania, WBYN. Hello there, O.T.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How could we help you today?
Well, I was wondering, hoping I could give me some advice. I have a 21-year-old daughter. She lives at home. She had a baby a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And they do live with us. But my problem is I've been trying to work with her. She's very discouraged because she believes that she's wasting her youth because of what happened. It was unplanned, and, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, we took it the best way we can. I consider my grandson a blessing from God. And, you know, but for the last year or so, we've noticed that her attitude has been changing. We have been missing some things in the house. I'm talking maybe about jewelry and money.
Mm.
You know, she wants to hang out a lot. The responsibility towards the child, sometimes she doesn't fulfill it completely. By that I mean sometimes she misses a meal, maybe not a bath and things like that. I'm not saying anything seriously that might hurt him, but she does get this discouraged and she argues a lot with her mother. You know, I try to intervene and try to be calm. This is what I'm supposed to do, but just sometimes you know, it overwhelms me also.
Okay, so what is the question for us? How could we help you?
Well, I would like to see if you could tell me what I could tell her or do so that she doesn't feel discouraged and looks forward in life, you know, doesn't feel that this is something that condemned her and holds her back.
Hmm.
Not maybe something that God had put in her way, because, of course, he has plans for everyone, and this is part of the plan that he has for her. I just can't find the words to convince her. I've been trying so long. And I can't find the words to convince, and I'm hoping maybe you could tell me something that she'll realize
mm-hmm.
that it's not, you know, because of what happened, life is not so bad.
Yeah.
And I always tell them, I have two daughters. She's 20, my oldest is 21, my youngest will be 18 in January. And I always tell them that I consider them a blessing from God,
well,
you know, that I love them and all, but
yeah.
It's been pretty hard last year or so.
Well, it's a tough situation. You want to help the child, and you also want to help your daughter grow and mature, but by helping the child and helping with the support, it seems like that your daughter's taking advantage of that, and it's getting worse, so you have to step in, do something. What do you think, Henry?
Yeah, O.T., do you remember the verse in the Bible where Jesus says, you know, a prophet is not honored in his hometown? Remember that?
I have heard it, yes.
That you can almost substitute, you know, advice is not honored from one's own household.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially if you've got, a kid, but she's 21 years old, and her main, you know, kind of the main circle of support that she gets and trying to change her attitude and help her to see it better, and I love what you're doing. I think you're being a great dad and all that. But when she's in that closed system, it's hard for her to see past that and see a future. And so I'd do a couple of things. One of the things is she may be depressed. you know, you said she's changed over the last year, and certainly in her head at least, and in real ways, she's lost some things, and that can contribute to it. And I would try to get her, you know, to a good counselor to talk about that. But past that, she needs a vision. She needs a vision of what life can look like, how much fun it can be with a child. She needs to be around, you know, some young mothers groups and be involved in a church where she's seeing them do activities and go do things. And I would want to get her, you know, around some that are a little further down the road that had kids at 21 or 18 or whatever, and just give her a vision. She has no vision of life. To her, there is no future, and she needs to really see one in other people so she has some models.
Yeah, it's the old thing of it's not what happens to you, it's how you react to what happens to you.
Right.
And her reaction right now isn't moving her forward. Sherry, any thoughts on this?
She's a teenager in her head.
Oh, yeah. And it sounds like she still is. I mean, I just hear, Henry, what you said, just a lot of grief. I mean, you know, sometimes things happen. Decisions that we make, and she made a big decision, and so she's kind of living the fruit of that, but it sounds like she wasn't ready emotionally for that, but she's in it now. So mm-hmm. You know, I know, OT, you're looking for the right, you said, I want to find something to convince her, you know, and I don't know that there's a phrase that she really needs right now. I think she just, Henry was right to cast a vision for her, get her around some other women. But
he
she may
can't
just,
cast it.
No,
he's
she
the bridge.
She kind of just needs to be understood in her pain, I think. I don't know that, you know, everyone's probably going, woohoo, it's exciting, have a kid, go. But in some ways, she's having to move through some grief of, I don't have the life that I thought I was going to have. Like, my life's wasting away.
No.
And sometimes as a young mom, it feels that way, you know, because pretty much you're doing
absolutely
diapers.
Right.
You're doing.
She's mentioned that, you know, friends to her is very important. It is important, I understand, in life. I've personally have always been alone and done most of the things alone in my life. But
well,
she has mentioned that all her friends don't call her anymore.
Well, that's, you know, I'm hoping that your wife is going to be able to step in also, because there's another piece of this. You can't continue to let the child go without meals and stuff. You've got to step in a little bit with the connection, and then also, hey, we got to have some minimal level of responsibility.
And part of it, I think, too, is I would try to get some kind of, you know, experienced counselor in the mix, because here's the reality. God has designed us, we go along a certain developmental path, and, you know, you're a child, and then you're kind of in between for a while, and then you're an adult. And if that path, which we are wired to do, if that path gets interrupted by anything, by abuse or abandonment or a parent dies or, you know.
Or a baby.
Mm-hmm. Case in point. then what's going to happen is that developmental path will seek its expression. And so she's basically lost out, because of her choices, she's lost out on a window of time to kind of figure out who she is and go through that late adolescent, early adulthood thing. And she's gotten this external event to her, this, you know, it's actually her internal event, but it has defined her for her. Like, now she's a mother. And she hasn't even gone through.
But she's a frustrated, you know, angry mother. I mean,
the frustration is she's not a mother inside.
Yeah.
She's a teenager that didn't get to finish of that. And so that's got to be understood and listened to and integrated into this. And she's got to find out how to be a 21-year-old mother, not a 40-year-old mother, but a 21-year-old mother. And that looks different. She didn't have any models for that.
And it's tough. Teen pregnancy and teens raising babies are tough, and there are no instant solutions, no magic tricks you can do. It's just tough.
Our girls are 9 and 11, and I was at her one of them's Christmas recital the other night, and there were a number of parents there with the, you know, like holding the 15-month-old squirming in the pew, and, you know, just hands full with a kid on every arm. And I'm looking at those kids, and I'm going, gosh, they are so dang cute. And I'm really so glad we're past that stage, because it's hard, you know.
Yeah.
And I identify with even, you know, adult parents, much less a teen parent. It's a tough time.
My niece moved in with a couple of gals, and both of them were single mommies, and both of them were 20, 21 years old. And my family was kind of concerned because we're like, oh, my goodness, she's going to be moving in with these girls. And, you know, is it like a recipe for her getting pregnant? And I have to tell you, it was a wake-up call.
Oh, are you kidding? They thought she would, like, catch that disease somehow?
Well, you know, you're just thinking, because there's a lovely, you know, it's like, oh, it's a baby. How cute.
Yeah,
and they are
that
amazing.
That would be like birth control.
It was. It opened her eyes to the reality of it because, you know, she was there in the house and was helping and everything, but it was like,
yeah,
whoa, I think I like being 21 for a while longer. I think I like, you know, so it did. It was like a set straight program, you know?
I was
scared
Scared straight, that's right.
I was on a flight from Orlando in the summer one time, and, you know, Disney World's there, and I walk on the plane, it's like, they're swinging from the rafters. Like, there's so many kids on that flight because it's from Orlando. And one of the flight, I just looked at it, and the flight attendant goes, yeah, we call this the birth control flight.
Oh, that's great. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us on the program. We'll be back.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband. The amazing dad. The great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out.
I, coming here, was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
Group therapy is different than individual therapy.
It's like a year's worth of individual therapy.
They fit together nicely.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up January 20th. To register or to find out more, call today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
For the first time in 2 years, I am free.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and let's talk with Andrea from Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Hello there. Andrea? We're going to get back to you, and hope that you're doing well. Let's go to Mr. Bob, Lansdale, Pennsylvania, WFIL. Hi, Bob. Bob's not there either.
Maybe Bob and Andrea are having a call.
Maybe they are. They couldn't wait for us. They're having a little support group.
Hello.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
Well, good. What's going on in your life today?
A real hard situation.
You got a hard situation?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about it.
Okay, I have a son, 54 years old, that I believe is on the verge of a nervous breakdown. When he's with me, he is fine. It's like a Jekyll and Hyde personality. When he's with his brother or talking to any member of the family, he is very abusive. He's very abusive and yells at the top of his lungs so they can't even hear what he's saying. Now, he's had quite a few setbacks. He lost his job after 26 and a half years with a great company, lost his wife in a divorce, in 2003. And a year ago, he lost his mother. My wife was killed by a car as we were crossing a street.
Wow.
And now his unemployment is running out. So, I mean, my brother, I mean, my other son, his brother, is so concerned. And we don't know what to do. How do we start? Where do we start? If I suggest him going to, a counselor, I'm sure he would not cooperate.
How
do we get through to him?
Bob, have you tried asking him?
Yes, a month ago I told him that I thought he needed some help and that he should go to his family doctor and get a referral to some counselor that could help him. And he gave the excuse, well, once that's on my record, that'll be on my record and will hurt me from getting for future employment. Yeah. So I don't know if that was just an excuse or what. Mm.
It was. Because really, if you go in to see a therapist, it's confidential. I mean, if you go in and, you know, especially if you go in and pay cash and you don't, your insurance company doesn't even have to know about it. I mean, it's confidential to go in. So
it doesn't go on to any medical record?
Well, it depends. What he may be talking about is, and it's an irrelevant question because you're not going to get hired if you can't function, and you know, all sorts of laws protect people in a lot of these ways. But maybe what he's talking about is, you know, there are things when you apply for certain insurances and stuff like that, they ask if you've ever been treated for depression, and so that may be what he's afraid of, but. But that's not the issue. The issue is his life's falling apart.
He has been for a number of years.
And he's
hurting for, you know, income.
Okay, right. Now where does he live?
He lives in Hatfield, Pennsylvania.
And how does he support himself?
Well, he's on the computer every day trying to get a job. He's been on unemployment most recently.
But you said it just ran out.
It's about to run out in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So, Bob, I know you mentioned it to him, but if you guys have that kind of relationship where you're that connected and he responds to you because he's behaving differently around you, I just think you have to talk to him and say, look, I know I suggested this, but I'm really worried about you, and I'll go with you, and tell him that you will go with him, and whatever kind of figure out what the easiest path is for him to get help, because he has had enormous losses. I mean,
yeah,
when you talk
huge.
About... You know,
catastrophic loss.
Right. And didn't you say there's a divorce in
divorce
there also?
Divorce of his wife, death
of his
mom,
wife and his mom and his
job.
I mean, that's pretty much everything for him.
He just has one great thing in his life, or good thing, and that is his 10-and-a-half-year-old son who he idolizes, but he only gets him every other weekend for 2 days.
Mm. Well, he really needs some help, and what I would do is figure out who the people are that have the greatest leverage with him, that he cares the most about, you know, what they say.
Well, I think that would be me. Yeah. He doesn't have any friends. He doesn't socialize with anybody.
Well, you and his 10-and-a-half-year-old, right? You and his son.
Yes.
Because if he loses his unemployment, that's going to make it more difficult for him to just care and love his son as he needs to. So it's important.
Right.
How far does he live from you?
Oh, only about 15 minutes.
Well, I tell you, I'd get in the car and I'd go over and I'd say, you know, I really want to help you with this thing, and let's solve this together, and I love you and I care about you and I care about that 10-and-a-half-year-old. And just see if he might be the right time where he would respond in the right way.
Yeah, and Bob, a lot of times it helps. Do you have a pastor that you're close to?
Yeah, fairly well, but I don't know about him as a counselor.
No,
though.
That's not what I was going to suggest. What I was going to suggest
pastor,
is that you talk to somebody and figure out kind of ahead of time. You know, who the referral would be and who the counselor would be. And a lot of times when you talk to somebody in a crisis like this, if it's already set up, and if you say, look, I've already talked to the doctor, he's a good guy, he'd love to talk to you, you know, his name's Dr. Jones.
Well, I think he would really get his back up if I went ahead and did that without his permission.
Well,
that's the way he is. He thinks he always knows best, and it hasn't been working for him at all.
That's my point. That's why we're not going to agree that he be totally in charge of you know, all the opinions. And you don't have to surprise them like that if you don't think it's worked. But what I, but at least in your mind, have it all worked out so there's not a big gap between when he says, I'll go, and then it starts to fall apart while there's a week or 2 weeks or something looking for somebody. That's all I'm saying.
And the reality is it may have to get worse for him.
And do a family intervention.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. Sherry Denham, and boy, is she dressed up in holiday regalia, and we're
they like my
in the mood.
Sequins.
I think we ought to have sequins. Her sing. You can't dress like that and not be a singer. Are you a singer?
I do love to sing.
Well, come on.
Well, let me think about something.
Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. How's that?
That's good.
You know, you would benefit from my white elephant gift at the party that we went to. We got a mariachi.
A mariachi.
What is a mariachi?
Statue of Mary that sings.
A little microphone with little Merry Christmas songs on it that you could, you know, sing. It was like a built-in little thing. Hey, let me tell you about something that's going to happen today that's better than mariachi. At 4 o'clock, we're doing our second webinar. It's a one-hour seminar online on the computer. And if you have not registered, it's not too late. You just go to newlife.com. You register for free. It's at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Healing is a Choice webinar. And tomorrow, Dr. Dave Stoop and Mylon Yurkovich are going to do New Life Marriage at 4 o'clock. All of these are live and free, and all you need to do is register at newlife.com. And I'll tell you, we've got an outline that you can download and follow along in the outline. We're having a lot of fun doing this, and it's helping. So give it a try today, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You have to register, but the registration is free at newlife.com.
I wanted to just mention something quick, Steve. You know, Henry was talking earlier on the program about casting a vision, you know, and I was thinking about Bob and his son. And, you know, it's amazing when people are depressed and they get the right psychotropic medication.
Yeah,
for someone that's really down, it is like a crumbling, withering flower that comes back to life. I mean, I've watched it happen. And so I just want to cast a vision for Bob or others. It's really worth going to, you know, to do whatever you need to do to get them into help, because it's really a brain chemistry thing, and the brain can revive, you know.
Yeah,
they can really come out of that funk So anyway, there's hope. Just got to get him in.
Even for someone with those kind of losses.
Yeah, there is.
Pretty tough.
Yep.
All right, let's talk to Jerry from Lake Forest, California, listening on KKLA. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
So far, so good.
All right, what's going on?
Well, I've got a question that's dealing with my wife and my two adult stepdaughters. There's an underlying issue that's been around for some time, but it's really kind of come to a head. It's divided the girls, and my wife's trying to figure out how she can interact and maybe bring this back together for them.
Okay, so what's the issue?
The oldest one believes very strongly that her father sexually abused her when she was a little girl.
How old is she now?
She's 42.
42.
And where's Dad?
He's still here. He's around.
And so so this is something that's just stayed within the family? The authorities were never involved?
To my knowledge, that is correct. We first came to deal with this. We thought we had dealt with it to some degree about 20 years ago. And my wife and I have been married 24 years, and this came up about 20, 21 years ago when the older daughter was a younger adult. And they got some counseling, both my wife and this her daughter. And now it seems to have come back. My wife's mother passed away earlier this year, and she and my wife's oldest daughter were really, really close. So
now you're saying that the 42-year-old daughter who says she was molested actually went to see a counselor?
Yes, that's correct.
She went 20 years ago, but then how has it come up now? You said it's just kind of resurfaced?
Yeah, it has resurfaced, and it appears that it might be related to the loss of her grandmother, which occurred earlier this year, because this daughter and her grandmother were really, really close, and she feels like the rest of the family has pretty much rejected her.
Well, you have.
Have we?
If you don't believe her, you've kind of rejected her.
No, we do believe her.
You do believe?
Yeah, yeah.
They sought help and all of that 20 years ago for you.
Yeah,
her mother and I sent her to counseling 21 years ago. Yeah, we said, hey, you need to get some help, and we sent her actually to some Christian counseling. She is not a Christian. She does, but she accepted the counseling. And it went on for about 3 months, and then she told us that she felt like she had dealt with the issues. And she has had some communication with her father, but they've never discussed this topic at all.
Okay.
My suggestion was let's go address the elephant in the room.
Is the father like a, you know, a teacher or a doctor, anybody that's around children a lot?
No, he was actually a law enforcement officer.
Wow. It's not the first time I've heard that one. Working with trauma survivors, and especially in sexual abuse, Jerry, it is very common for them to not only have deep emotional pain around the abuse, but they also wire in negative beliefs, negative thoughts about themselves. And it's really common for sexual abuse survivors to wire in thoughts like, I am not lovable, I am not safe, I'm worthless. Things like that. And so when you say that she feels like the family's rejected her, I believe her experience is based in that early trauma. And that she really believes that it's not safe and others don't really care for her. And I think it's another layer. I think, you know, as trauma comes, you've got layers to unpack, and I think there's another layer there to unpack.
Go ahead, Henry.
Well, I don't know exactly, you know, what happened and when it happened and what she was like when it happened to her and the kind of, you know, support and what she brought into it. You know, sexual abuse affects people very, very differently. Mm-hmm. And some people, if you've got a shy, broken, abandoned, you know, already fragile child that has no family support and this, that, and the other, and it happens, you know, within the family, and it's one scenario. You got a happy, healthy kid that's loved by the family, and some relative does something, it affects them differently. But the point is however it was that happened to her, we're going to assume that, you know, it was pretty devastating, and for those scenarios I cannot imagine 3 months of counseling being enough.
Right.
That just would not do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would agree with that completely.
Yeah, so she probably needs some kind of help now. Yeah.
But
go ahead.
You were talking, Jerry, about going over and kind of calling the elephant in the room. I would really wait. Let her get in and do some work before you bring the elephant in the room.
Okay, so, yes. Now, was there a specific question that you wanted us to answer?
Well, yeah. Let me just add a little bit here. We know that there's something that happened because this older daughter has adopted an alternative lifestyle. She feels rejected because the rest of the family does not agree with that in terms of that. That's why she felt like her grandmother accepted her, but the rest of us didn't.
Okay, so what's the question then?
Yeah, well, the question is my wife's got the two daughters, and they are absolutely, the relationship between them has gone extremely negative, and my wife's at kind of wit's end, and she wants to know, basically, how can I help her, because she wants to tell her younger daughter what happened between her, you know, their father and her older daughter. She says, how do I do that? I said, I have no idea.
Well, it seems like to me that she would want to say to the younger daughter, hey, you know, there are things in your sister's life that have not been easy for her. And no matter what she chooses in life, no matter what path she goes down, you know, she's our family. And we need to find ways to love her rather than reject her. Otherwise, she's essentially disowning her sister.
Well, but Steve, the younger one hasn't disowned the older one. The older one is pulling away and disowning the younger one. She's angry because her younger sister has a relationship with her father, and she doesn't.
Uh-huh.
By her choosing, though, right?
Yes, absolutely, by her choosing, because she was hurt, wounded by him.
Well, if we just, you know, if you look at this thing, picture merry-go-round, right? And there's all sorts of different horses on the merry-go-round. And kind of what you're talking about is how to get on the merry-go-round and where do you enter in and do you get them all in the room at the same time.
Right.
And I think if your wife has become the focal point of this, then if I were your wife, I would go on a deep listening tour with both of them. And I would sit down individually and I'd say, you know what, I just want to understand the rift. I want to know how you've been hurt. And I just want to get it. And if she can get to a place where both of them feel extremely listened to by her, then she might could be the broker to get them all in together, not with the father, but with a good third party that sits down and kind of says, you know, I think it's time for you guys to listen to each other. I don't really think you know the other one's life.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right. We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham, Dr. Henry Cloud. And
did we finish with Jerry there?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, I think that that whenever – here's kind of a principle – doesn't always work, but it sure does work when many things other than this don't work, is when you have alienated parties, then somebody has got to get on above the alienation and begin to listen. And what reconcilers do, you know, blessed are the peacemakers, what reconcilers do is when person A can't get with person C, the reconciler steps in the middle and becomes the bridge because that person is not toxic to either A or C. And what they begin to do is they begin to metabolize the toxicity in the divide, and it can sort of rest somewhere in between the two, and they can begin to feel listened to, and people feel listened to. They get into a different part of their brain when they're in a fight-or-flight syndrome, when they're not listened to, and they get understood, and higher-order brain functions kick in. And then they start to settle down, and maybe they're willing even to talk, and then they start to hear each other. And I've seen families where adult siblings were divided. Basically, they were divided from someone they didn't even know because their picture of their sibling, well, you always had it good. You always had, and when they find out how that kid grew up in the misery that their sibling grew up in that they never knew, it can break down all sorts of walls. And Jerry, I would just say whether your wife is able to begin that process or you guys go get with a very skilled, you know, family counselor that can do this, there's got to be an advocate in the room. God didn't tell us to work out our problems all alone. He sent an advocate.
Big insight I got from my wife was that everybody has a story. It just might not be the story. You got a story about your sibling's life, but it just might not be the story.
You need to do a little work and figure it out. You know what drives me crazy? I want to scream every time I hear it. When there's a family and there's, say, you know, three or four kids and one of them's a high performer, this and the other, and one of them is kind of, you know, not or, you know, the drifter or the drug addict or whatever. And somebody says, I don't get it. You know, they grew up in the same family.
Oh, my goodness.
No one
grows up in the same family.
Like, I've got two daughters, right? If you ask Olivia, who's 11, tell me about your family. Well, I got a mom and a dad, and I got a little sister. And you ask Lucy about what? Tell me about your family. Well, I got a mom and dad, and I got a big sister. Those are different families.
Yeah.
And they're totally different experiences and different things happen at different developmental times. And maybe in a family, parents are going through something at a critical developmental window for one of them and not the other. And the other's already passed through that.
Good insight.
They never come from the same family. And that's why a lot of times people don't have empathy for one member.
Think about it. The oldest actually creates a family. You go from a couple to a family.
Exactly.
When you're the youngest, you're sitting there, like I was the youngest, you're sitting there thinking, hey, if I hadn't come along, no one would have missed anything. I was kind of, you know, hit or miss because there would have been a family. Anyway, all right, let's go over here and talk with a friend of ours, and I believe line 7. Dave, are you there?
Yeah.
Is this Dave?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
How could we help you today?
Well, I was calling about the gentleman who had the young daughter, the young single mother.
Yes.
21-year-old mother.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I felt moved by the Spirit, because what I heard him saying was, you know, he was asking you to give him things to say to her and help you to help him to say things to her.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me, being an alcoholic, I know that the therapeutic value of talking to somebody else who's an alcoholic,
right,
has a lot of value.
Right.
And so my advice to him was, if he could find, I don't know any specific groups offhand, but if he could find other women who are going through the same thing that she's going through,
I think that's what we told her. I
totally agree, David. That's exactly what we said, that she needs to...
I thought you touched on it, but I wasn't really sure you were being very pointed about it.
Thanks for highlighting that, and I think you bring up a really important principle. For basically all healing and all moving things forward in a good way, one of the things that research shows about models that we tend to follow is, first of all, they have to be warm and kind of for us. Secondly, they've got to have some sense of competency. We're going to follow people that we see are kind of like, kind of getting down the road and thriving some way. But the third thing is that they have to be imperfect models that have struggled themselves, so the gap doesn't seem too far, to kind of do what a parent tells you. Well, you're 30 years older and you're this and the other, but like you're saying, when you get in a room with alcoholics, you're talking about people that have had some sobriety, they got some competence, they're warm, they welcome you, but they have struggled, and you can identify with that. And you bring up one of the most important principles that research validates, of the kinds of people we need to be around are not the perfect ones, but the competently struggled overcomers who have struggled like
there you are.
I so agree with that. On the New Life weekends, part of what I do is I self-disclose and talk about some of my story with the gals in the group. And as I'm there fighting for their
hearts. It is a struggle to be
hearts.
Perfect, right? You've when you don't have any flaws, you feel lonely.
Okay,
right?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know what that feels like, Henry.
Time for me to jump in here.
I see Sherry's not having any flaws.
No. We do have a New Life Weekend coming up in January. And by the way, someone has provided care at a New Life Weekend for anybody who is post-abortive. If you have an abortion in your past, there's a scholarship for you, and you can come. We deal with anxiety, depression. We deal with relationship issues. A lot of stuff on Healing is a Choice. Now, if you'd like to know more about what we deal with, today at 4 Pacific Time, I do the webinar, Healing is a Choice. I'm going to talk to you about some walls that we have to break down before we can truly make that choice to heal. And I think you'll really enjoy it. It's free. All you have to do is sign up and register at newlife.com, totally free. And the other thing is, do some Christmas shopping there online at newlife.com. We've got plenty of resources. You know what's wrong with your family member. We've got a book for it. Send it, send them the book that you think would help them the most and would offend them the most or whatever. But we've got a book to meet every need there.
And walking into walls is actually red and white, so it'd look great underneath any Christmas tree.
It's quite a
with
festive
a little green bow on it.
Cover. All right, and then we need your help. It is the end of the year. We only have one end of the year once a year, and that's where so much of our support comes in or doesn't. And I'm hoping and praying that, especially those of you who have never given before, that you would say, this is the year, 2011, that I am going to listen to heaven and I'm going to give to New Life Live. And we'll send you a free Life Recovery Bible if you'll do it. It'll be our way of saying, hey, thanks a lot, because we're grateful for first-time givers. Henry,
well, I just had a bad thought, but it's a true thought. And it's not the motive to give, right?
Right.
And I feel that, identify with it, and understand it. But, it is true. If you hate the way that the government is spending your money, one way to reduce that is charitable donations.
And give to
ministries that are actually helping the poor and the oppressed and the broken all around your communities. We would hope you would include New Life. But sometimes I just think, the church or ministry can do a lot better with this than sending it off in Texas.
1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Come on, be part of the giving family. We love you. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.